cornbread made up, and they put it on a bowl like you said, and rub acid over the cool test. You let it sit there until it, oh, it's dry out. You know what I mean, dry out. Well, the acid wouldn't go into it.
I see.
Kind of like when you put the bread in your oven then. Before you put it down there, let it brown, you know. You
well, would you put anything between the ashes and your bread, sir?
No. That's what I'm saying. Just like you let it, because if then the soap, before you put it down that brown, well, then you let it stay on the cube and then the soap by the hot fire. And then they cube ashes over it, and you brown it like you're doing soap. Put, that's the purity thing.
You say purity?
Yeah, that's the purity thing.
Oh, goodness.
It's like you won't be brown in the store, it'd be that brown. Be that brown. So no acid wouldn't be in it if it let it dry, you see. There wouldn't be no onion at all.
Have you ever eaten it?
No, it's good.
It tastes just like the cornbread
right.
And stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be nothing in it. I mean, to see out there, just as you set your bread at the top and let it says soap, that's what we always say when the water says. And when you get ready to put it down in the oven before it's brown, alright, see, it'll be almost done, you know. You just got the brown. You put it down there. And that same way with that ash cake, it'll be almost done. And when they keep it over, ashes over, it'll be good and hot. They keep it moldy, it's just filling up with browning. Well, see, that's for what none of the ashes be into the bread. Yeah, people used to eat that way.
Yeah.
Everybody used to eat like that.
It was good, huh? Just like wow.
I think that was medicine for them. Okay. But people wouldn't see like it is these days. Anyway. I don't think my dad was only sick for one time. I mean, he had to smoke for one time. That's the only time
he had
to smallpox. One time, and that's the only time I knew he was sick until he got sick before he died.
Did he take anything for a smallpox?
Oh, some kind of kid he made.
Oh, some home remedy?
Right. He wasn't no doctor. Mm-hmm. I don't think he. But I believe he had to go to the doctor. He was about the only one that had to go to the doctor. Yeah, he did have to go to the doctor. Yeah. So he got out of his head. We had to go get him one night down the road, you know that? We did it, cause yeah, he did. Well, I mean, I don't think I had the free bus on me. I could cook all of myself.
Oh, but was he the only one at the time he had small? Was he the only one in the family with the other members of the family had?
Every one of them. Members of the family had. We all were sick.
And he was the only one that had to go to the doctor?
That's right. They really didn't hear Mother John. That's the only time I knew he was sick until he died.
Okay. What can, still talking about bread, what can is about an inch thick, very large and round, you might cook in a skillet?
You call that a hoe cake.
Hoe
cake bread.
Oh. All right. Then there is the kind that is small and sort of like a spear